St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Friends, to another edition of the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hedekler, was that you?
It was a combination of me and Mom.
Aren't we good?
You could have done it a little bit more falsetto. You know, when I was thinking about playing this song last night, I thought, okay, when I go and I break in and go, hello and welcome my friends, I'm going to do it sort of falsetto, sort of like, hello and welcome my friends. But then I thought everybody would think that I was like Mickey Mouse and not Frankie Valli.
Right.
Right. You can't have that.
It's weird. You know, sometimes you go through and you pick songs, and I pick them usually a day, sometimes 2 days before the show. And a lot of times I'm really digging what I picked. This week, not so much.
Well, I don't know. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I should have gone back through, but I had one of those days where nothing went right for me today, and I thought if I go back through now and start to mess with anything on the computer, I could throw the whole show off,
right.
Completely off. So I said, you know what? We're going to stick with it. We're going with Frankie Valli. Walk like a man.
For all the songs?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every single song.
It's Frankie Valli night.
No.
Listen, if you are a Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons fan, and you want to see if he can still hit those high notes at 83.
Oh, wow.
He's 83. You can check them out March 2nd and 3rd over at Ruth Eckert Hall. So that's, I don't know, if you want to do that. I don't know. I don't.
What a jerk way of saying that. I don't know if you want to
say that. So supportive.
Do what you want, I guess.
Someone might.
Yeah. So we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
God, we're getting good at that. We are so good at that.
We're having some fun.
You guys are all right, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if at any time during the broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We might have a surprise caller.
Somebody might actually call.
Yeah. But if you do want to give us a call, 727-498-0502. That would be how to get a hold of us. We'll talk to you about any old thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
Excuse me. In the studio, the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying. I'm a hand. Leave me alone.
Ty got you a coloring book.
I know, but I got to wait. I got to save that for home when I have my good pens.
Oh.
What happened to the buckets of pens that you had here?
I don't know. They're like all over the floor or something.
She replaced them with buckets of candy.
I did. I got
cookies.
All right. So that's Hannah Claire over there.
Yeah, me.
To Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I mean, considering the day that I had. To Stephanie's right is Jack. Jack, how are you?
I'm okay. I also kind of had a day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anything that you want to share?
I mean, just it was busy, and as I was trying to leave today, I had a party of 20 coming in talking to me. And I'm like, all right, so I had to figure that out, where everybody was going to go. And then I had another party come up. You're like, hey, so do you know anything about, like, a private party here for 20 people at 7? I'm like, no, I have no idea.
And I got to go.
I had a day, and I am trying to leave now. It is 4:02. Leave me alone.
Well, I know you don't drink, but I have some over here. I have some beer, if you'd like a beer. It helps
thank
me.
You.
It helps me. It might help you.
Maybe.
To Jack's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. How are you, my boy?
I'm pretty good. I had a good day.
Good. Good.
You were the only one off today.
Yeah.
No, Hannah was off.
Yeah.
All right, well, you were off. What'd you do all day?
Not a goddamn thing.
What everybody wishes they could be doing.
I stayed in my sleep shorts, and I watched Return of the Living Dead and then Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nice. Nice. Oh, that was the other thing. I was supposed to be off today, but I'm covering for somebody.
Oh. All right.
So
add to it.
Yeah.
And that's on the list. PW.
Yes.
Says, tweeting you all. So,
well, thank you, PW.
PW is on board this evening.
Thanks for joining in with us this evening. It's always fun to have PW giving, or actually telling us what we're doing wrong. Or
right.
Putting in his 2 cents.
The fake news that we're spreading.
Right. Clarifying things.
Clarifies things for us. Let's see. My day, man. Started off, beautiful day. Got to give a shout out to Mother Nature. Can't ask for better weather than what we're having right now.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag blessed. But my day, oh my God. If anything else could go wrong, it was going to go wrong. You know, I mean, I had all the best intentions to do. I mean, I was going to have a really nice, easy Friday. I always try to ease into the weekend. Friday, I don't really, well, this is not good if anybody that I work with or people that I work for listening, but I try not to do a whole lot of work on Friday.
You don't bust your butt.
Right. You try to have fewer laps in the car.
Yeah. But anyway, I just have one of those days where everything I put my hands on went to crap.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
More than once.
Ought to be a great show then.
Every time I tried to fix the crap, it got even crappier.
Don't nice. Touch anything.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking about Mother Nature and this nice weather, I read an article just recently that said that Florida had a vote. I guess the legislators got together and voted unanimously. They are thinking that we want to keep daylight saving time year-round.
So we keep the current time we're on?
I think so. Are we in daylight saving times now? I think so.
I don't like this time.
Oh, I do. But the thing is, the good thing about it is it's lighter later in the day, right? Isn't that the way it goes? Am I confused about that?
I don't know. You've got us all confused.
Well, anyway.
If this is daylight saving
or maybe
time,
daylight savings time is what's coming, do you know when the time changes?
I'm pretty sure daylight saving time is during the winter months.
Right. That makes sense. So that's what we're in now.
That's what we are in now.
Right. Okay.
So it gets darker earlier.
Do you know when the time changes?
Isn't it in like March?
It's the weekend after Paul and Jenny leave.
It's the second Sunday in March.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date on that?
I don't know.
Smart ass.
Smart ass.
No, but the thing is,
that's the bad one.
I like it. I mean, look, if we do like this, it's not set in stone. I mean, this vote was unanimous. Everybody was for it, but it still has to go to the House, and it also has to be passed by Governor Scott.
Whose house?
The big house. So we still don't know whether or not we're going to actually do this. It probably, just like anything else that the government has to deal with, we may be going permanently to a daylight savings time in 2022.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. Right.
If we do go to permanent daylight savings time, we will be one of 3 states. Do you have any idea who the other 2 states are?
Hawaii.
Arizona.
Yes, Hawaii and Arizona.
Yes.
Excellent.
Good. Look at us, big brains on
big
us.
Big brains on you guys. All right, so that's that.
Nice. Well, if there isn't any money in it for the governor, I'm not sure he'll sign it.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
We'll have to figure a way to
Hey, so
get
Hannah Claire,
hey.
you turned 23 on Valentine's Day.
I did.
And one of the things that we try to do here on the show is we always like to have a pre-show dinner.
Mm-hmm.
we went out for dinner, Valentine's Day and your birthday, to a new restaurant here in Seminole. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a overall new restaurant. I think they have other locations, but it's new here in Seminole.
Yeah. Right.
And it's Sea Hags?
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody, what's...
I don't think...
The food was pretty good.
Did you think so? I didn't think so. I wasn't overwhelmed by any of it.
Well, and I don't think... They haven't officially had a grand opening. Mm-hmm. I think this is kind of a soft opening. Mm. So I don't think they have, like, all the decorations up inside the restaurant.
No, I wasn't put off by the way the place looked. I was... I mean, our server, you were.
It looks like my work.
That's what Tommy
said. Flashbacks.
The server, our server was really good.
Yeah, he was great.
But, you know, just the food I didn't think was
that
good. And the music outside where we sat was way too loud.
Way too loud. Mm-hmm.
I think that girl that was the one-man band thought that she was playing over at Amalie Arena or something like that. When in fact we were all sitting about like 10 feet away from her.
Yeah.
It's like, turn it down. It's like she turned her amps up to 11 and broke off the knob.
Yes. Yes,
know what I mean?
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. That's what the cool kids do. But she didn't look cool.
It was kind of a overwhelming experience.
It was kind of asshole-ish.
Someone who works with me said that he ate there Sunday, and his experience was the server was bad, but the food was good.
See, when I was at work today, I heard a group of people saying, I really want to go to that new restaurant that's on, you know, the corner of Park and Seminole Boulevard. And they were like, what's the name of it? It's new. It just opened. And I said, Sea Hags? And they were like, yeah. I said, don't bother.
Oh, no.
I said
bother.
That.
Well, maybe they'll work out the kinks. Mm.
Well, and I had an issue, as you know.
And don't call the old girls Sea Hags. They don't like that.
Well, it's not what I'm calling them. It's what happened. Hey, did you guys see this story? Now, you know, I'm not a hunter, and I'm not all into guns or anything like that. And we've had some animals poached in the last couple of years, like that. What was that lion? Cecil or Cecil?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I saw an article in the paper that's, well, not the paper, because we don't get the South African paper, but I saw an article online.
from the South African newspaper that's delivered to our door.
That basically said that there are reports that a suspected poacher in South Africa was mauled.
Yes.
Mauled to death by lions.
Good for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, all they were able
Did
to find...
Did they keep his carcass? Did they hang it up on the on their little living
The only
wall?
Thing they really left of the poacher was a few tiny body parts and his head. Which
there it is. Cool. There's the trophy.
Which the South African authorities are hoping that because they have his head, that it'll make it easier for them to identify this poacher.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, arrest him?
I don't know what
they're going to hang him up on the wall and put the correct placard underneath
his head.
They
should. Yes. They should.
Yes.
Definitely.
It really...
Mounted in the lodge.
It really makes me angry. I have a couple of friends that... I have a friend that I went...
a couple of friends, excuse me.
Well, yeah.
Just one.
Just one, actually. but I have this friend that I went to high school with. I grew up with this guy. And I guess he has gotten into hunting.
Oh.
And he posted a picture on Facebook not too long ago of him with this great big huge, like, deer. You know, big, beautiful... deer that he had killed. And he was like, look what I bagged the other day. And I was like, you must be so proud. You know, I mean, what? I just don't get it. I'm not a hunter. I know that there are a lot of people that say that hunting is a necessary thing. I've never agreed with that argument. What do you suppose would happen if there weren't any hunters? Would all these animals just starve to death? That's what they say. I don't think so.
It is true. I mean, they might not all starve to death, but they do need natural predators. When there's no natural predators, things grow out of control, just like invasive species with plants. Mm. They grow out of control. They're not, you know.
There's no balance.
Like, there used to be wolves. Wolves would pick off the deer. There's no wolves anymore because of us. But hunting needs to be responsible, and it should be only for food.
I would like to see...
Or snakes.
I would like to see it become a lot more fair. a fair fight.
And how do you suggest?
Well, the animals
doing
don't
that.
Have any weapons.
Hand to hand.
Yeah, it's got to be hand to hand. If you want to bag a deer, you go wrestle a damn deer.
Well, yeah, then you earn it.
You want to go get a trophy out in Africa or something like that, you better, you know, I'll give you a knife. You can take a knife because they have claws and teeth.
Yeah. Right.
But that's it.
That's all you get.
No gun. You have to wrestle them down.
No bow and arrow.
Right.
Tarzan style.
To me, that's a lot more fair.
And you have to wear a loincloth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That is it.
No boots.
Barefoot.
Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whole 9 yards.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. So, what else?
What else? What else?
I guess that's it.
Okay, good show.
Yeah.
Peace out,
that's a
guys.
Wrap.
Yeah. Hey,
minutes.
I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Caitlyn Jenner says she was groped by Bruce Jenner for years.
Sexual harassment.
That's good pretty one. Great.
File suit.
I thought that was funny. I'm kind of stalling.
And occasionally...
I'm kind of stalling. Nice. I like how you blurt that out.
Sort of panicking.
Okay.
No
panic.
Big deal.
Hey,
panic.
You know, a week or so ago, Trump came out and he was talking about the shithole countries.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that this was kind of funny. I like this. Now, some of the supposed shithole countries have come out and they are sort of...
mocking him?
Well, they're embracing the term shithole countries. As a matter of fact, Namibia has come out with a tourism ad that says, what's it say? It says, we are one of the best shithole countries out there.
Yes.
Nice.
Please come to our shithole country.
I mean, they mocking him?
Maybe. That could be. Mm-hmm. Yep. So... Mm-hmm. That's that.
Mocking.
What else do I have here? Listen, I'm going to be right up front with you people.
No, don't.
Okay, I will.
Just
won't
in
that.
Case. Don't. Don't right. Spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your beans.
Hey, did you hear about this woman? I guess she's an Oregon woman. And
what does that mean?
Well, she's from Oregon.
Oh. Originally, or did she move there?
Well, let me ask you this.
Like
Hannah
Oregon?
Claire, have you ever had a worm infestation in your eye?
Ugh, no.
This woman in Oregon became the
Jesus.
First person known worldwide to have an eye infestation by a tiny worm species previously seen only in cattle.
Yuck.
Just okay. Ran out of breath there. This is a spread by flies that feed on eyeball lubrication on
Ew.
Cows.
Ugh. I can't live in this house anymore.
So I guess
there's something just so disgusting about all of that.
I guess cows have it. I mean, it's pretty common, but it's not common for human beings to get it.
No, I wouldn't assume so.
Do they tickle?
It said that they removed over a 2 week period.
I wonder if you can see them.
14 translucent parasitic worms of the species Thalassia gulassa.
Mm.
All less than a half inch long. That's still pretty long. A quarter inch worm on your eye?
In your eye.
Mm. Yeah, said it took them about a 20 day period to remove all of them.
Ew.
Jack, why
were
are you looking at me
just
like that?
In one
I think
eye?
It's time to move on.
Okay.
You don't like that? You know, are no, you afraid no. You're going to get eye worms?
I'd rather not think about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We don't want to see your dinner, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the sort
of
thing that happens in a shithole country.
Mm-hmm. No. Like here?
Yeah.
It happened in Oregon, Ty.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she wasn't out there licking cow eyeballs, maybe it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, she shouldn't be doing the butterfly kisses with
Hannah,
the cows.
There was nothing in the article that said that she was licking cow eyeballs.
And there's nothing that said
apparently,
she wasn't.
Well, here's the thing. How do you not know? I mean, how fast can a fly, if it lands on your eye?
How does that even happen?
Well, how fast can it lay eggs?
Well, how are you going
like
to let a fly land
a
on your
minute.
Eyeball?
Or like
we aren't in Ethiopia. This is Oregon. You don't let a fly land on your eyeball.
Yeah, but see,
if
it's
you
common.
Like, wipe your eye and then you push it into your eye accidentally.
The fly?
No, if the fly
the
lands
fly
on your
spit.
Face and like
oh,
spit at eggs and then you wiped your eye, you're like,
spit
oh,
out eggs.
Yeah, from its butt. That's where eggs come from.
That's where they come from.
Yeah, you spit out
scientific.
Eggs from your butt.
Flies do that.
Yes. Mm.
All right.
But most things do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It comes from the nether region.
I got you.
The buttle region.
They also vomit every time they land on something.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. That's really disgusting.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I'd like to not believe that.
Yeah, well, I've heard that in the past, and that is really gross.
Is it really every time, though?
Every time.
But I mean, honestly, what is their vomit? Know,
what are they so grossed out about?
No, it's because they fly so quickly and so erratically that when they land, they just have to vomit.
Really? Is that for reals?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, is that for real?
I mean, it could
that
be
is
for
cool.
real.
So they're flying around air sick.
Yeah. Bulimic.
Maybe they should land on some Dramamine.
Yeah.
Help like them that. Right. curb that. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else do I have. Ty, I mentioned to you earlier this evening that there was this guy who went to a radio station over in Australia, and he's claiming to be a time traveler.
Yeah.
From the year 2030.
Nice.
Is he looking for Sarah Connor?
No, he didn't say anything about that. but he actually, they put him to the test. They gave him a lie detector test, and he passed it twice.
Those aren't very accurate.
Well, it's accurate enough.
They're only about 70%.
I mean, what do you suppose you have to do to pass a lie detector test?
I mean, you can fake them pretty easy.
Can you get yourself to an emotional state where you're just, almost robotic?
You could put a tack in your shoe.
I was going to say, I heard if you put a tack in your shoe, where your brain is focusing on the pain.
Yeah.
It you won't spike no matter what you say.
But I thought though that's how they figured out that you were lying is when their needle spiked. So it's like every time you pushed on that tack. I mean, when are you supposed to push on the tack? Like
the whole time
between
the whole time.
The idea
Man
is that
up.
The pain distracts you from having intense emotional reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a distractor.
I was thinking maybe it might be beneficial to hang out with Hannah before.
Oh, well, maybe that would help, too.
Hey, some of
just
his...
Just forget everything.
The guy, the traveler, is... I think he said he was like 23 years old. But no, 21. No, I'm sorry, 23.
All right, make up your mind.
It? Christ.
He's in his 20s.
32, 65.
It could be any of those.
He's in his 20s. And he goes by Noah.
Mm. Oh.
And like I said, he says that he's from the year 2030, and he comes back. He says that he is actually a lot older than what he looks. He says that he takes age-altering pills when he's doing his time traveling.
Oh, good.
Mm. So he's a lot older than
so
what he
appears might
to be
65.
Right. He said that... now, some of his revelations that he laid on these people in Australia, he said that Trump... will be reelected.
Oh, for that's one thing.
He said that artificial intelligence will take over. That's coming.
Oh, by 2030?
So, well, he said get used to that. He said there will be a 21-year-old female president called Lana Remicki who will become president in 2030.
Not possible.
And he also said that she is the granddaughter of Martin Luther King Jr.
Granddaughter? Just one grand?
That's what I saw that too. That seems like it would have to be granddaughter.
Grand.
The grandest of the grand.
Yeah. He couldn't say who was going to be president after Trump because he said the president is going to do something really bad and is a current political figure.
Oh.
That's kind of scary.
So, does he say what year he was actually born?
Nope. Does not say that.
Well, that might have been an important question to ask him.
Now, here's something that...
Now, where is he from?
And where is his mother?
I mean, on the Earth.
Well, he said humans will reach Mars in 2028. Elon Musk would probably like to know that.
Yeah. But, I mean, does he say that he's from Australia?
No. He did not say that. He said people will have designer babies. Now, we've talked about that.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah,
that is coming.
But he says that will, in fact, be a thing, designer babies.
A thing.
That doesn't surprise
My
me.
My thing is, it's like, look, you can pass a lie detector test. Let me see you travel. Let's see you do that. How do you do it?
Right. Did you bring something back with you?
Yeah, here you go. That's what I want you to do. I want you to leave from right here in the studio. I want you to go back to 2030 and bring me a newspaper from that current day.
Well, I, with printing, you could go down to Kinko's and have them print you a newspaper with the date on it.
No, you don't. You can't. Look, if he doesn't just vanish in the office, it's bullshit.
Well, that's just it. It's a, did he just appear? Is it like a Stephen King book where you have to go through the
what's his last name?
The doorway in the back of the storage room. Ark?
Noah Ark.
Mm-hmm. Is his middle initial S.
Noah S. Ark. Yeah. You're mm-hmm. good. Anyway. So, I think we may have been stood up.
That's all right. Keep all right. going.
I'm going to keep going. Anyway, we were hoping to get a cool phone call this evening.
We're still hoping for a phone call.
It could still happen.
Will you do me a favor and make sure that your internet is still on?
You have my phone.
I know that. I'm asking you to look at your computer. All right. It's still on this end.
I've got my bars up here.
All right. Just making sure you didn't... drop
well, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports, man.
Mm-hmm. The Winter Olympics are in full swing over in Korea. 17-year-old snowboarder Chloe Kim won gold medal in the halfpipe competition, as did 31-year-old Sean White. That would be his third Olympic gold medal.
The flying tomato.
Flying tomato. And then right after he received his gold medal, he was promptly accused of sexual misconduct.
Yes, of course.
Which is true, really? Ty. Yeah.
That's how he celebrates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
So, apparently he's in a band, and there is a female drummer in the band, and she's saying something. I just heard parts of this story. Apparently he forced her to watch pornography with him. Forced her to watch pornography.
Oh, no.
He's not a big dude.
No, he's not.
You know, if you don't want to watch pornography, wouldn't you go, Sean, step aside. I'm leaving. Look, Mr. Tomato.
Yeah.
Backo. You know, backo.
Hey, she's the drummer.
Why right. Yeah, and drummers are tough.
Yeah, they are.
Very toned, great cardio.
Yeah. USA is currently fifth in the medal count. We have 5 gold medals, 1 silver, and 2 bronze. Germany is kicking ass as far as the gold medals. I think they have like 9.
Oh, wow.
Norway is leading the medal count. Norway's got like a total of 18 medals. Germany, 15, but 9 of them gold.
Wow.
Yep.
How many?
9.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ty. Let's see. What's your favorite sport in the Olympics?
The Winter Olympics so far.
The Winter Olympics so far.
The broom one.
The curling.
Curling.
Because it's ridiculous.
There's one thing about the curling. As soon as you start watching it, it's almost like it's a magnet. You're just stuck there.
Oh, you are stuck there.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Because you're waiting for something to happen.
Right. Exactly.
Is this it?
Yeah. I know I sent you that... that meme of the their curling cats.
Yeah.
Look at him. He knows what a meme is.
No, I know. Funny. Look at him.
Well, remember the days when I used to call it a may-may?
A may-may.
Mimi big boy.
Right.
He's getting so good.
I love the luge. I think that's so badass.
Yeah.
I would love to try that. Not now at
like
my
the
age.
Too.
But when I was a kid, I would have dug that.
Is that the same thing? I would have dug
that.
And the skeleton?
Skeleton's even more badass because it's head first. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That's badass.
Somebody's going to die.
How do they steer that thing? Their hands are tucked like almost under them. And they're head first.
Yeah, and
you just go for it.
And their eyes are closed.
Mine would be.
Yeah,
holding their breath.
Yeah. Now, here's something that's scary, and I had never heard of this.
That's just falling fast.
I never heard of this until today. There's also a spooning luge.
What?
That's where two dudes lay on top of each other in a
luge. Oh, I've seen that.
That's...
What are we doing?
That's a little suspect.
Yeah. No.
Spooning luge.
That should be, you know, co-ed or something.
Spooning luge.
Yeah. Co-ed would be better.
Yeah.
It should be like, teams like that. Co-ed teams.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have to be co-ed teams.
I think it's cool if two chicks do it, but the two dudes.
Of course.
Man up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're so funny.
Hey, the 60th running of the Daytona 500 takes place Sunday.
Yes, and I heard they didn't have any beer sponsors.
What?
What's NASCAR?
Hey, speaking of sponsors, did you see in the paper today? No, you didn't because you don't get the paper. But in the paper today, I saw that over at the Tropicana Field, for years, they have had a Pepsi contract. They just changed it. Now, over at Tropicana Field, you're going to get Coke.
Boo!
Yay!
Why boo?
I don't like
Coke
Pepsi.
Sucks.
Oh, I love Coke.
How are you supposed to get a Mountain Dew?
No, Mountain Dew sucks.
No.
You suck.
Diet Coke.
That's green cancer.
Mm.
It's all cancer.
Yeah. Right.
All soda. Well, it's not a good one.
There really isn't a good one.
Let's see. Tampa Bay Rays single game tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. You can go to RaysBaseball.com for
get
more
your
information.
GetYourTickets.com.
And
I don't, you know, I'm excited that there's Diet Coke at the baseball game.
Yeah.
When have I ever gotten a soda at a baseball game?
Yeah, they're like $30.
Yeah, right.
And if you're gonna spend the $30, you're gonna get a beer.
Right.
I don't think I've ever gotten a soda at the ballpark. It's always a beer.
I didn't know they only had Pepsi products.
Really?
I didn't even know they had soda.
Yeah, right.
Who can sit there for 4 hours all hopped up on caffeine? You gotta have a beer, man. Our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Detroit Red Wings last night 4-1. The Bolts face the Devils tomorrow night here at Amalie Arena at 7 p.m. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts. I guess we're going to take a break.
You know what? I want to, since you talked about the Lightning, I don't know if I can find it, though. Clark Brooks tweeted a picture today.
Yeah, you showed me that right before the show.
And it was one of the hockey players and his dad, the hockey player's dad. And I thought it was my dad.
What do they call that? A doppelganger.
Yes, my dad's doppelganger.
I mean, when you showed it to me, I thought, what's your dad doing at the game?
What's my dad doing at the game? So, you know, here I've... Anyway.
Right.
Who knew? Maybe it is my dad.
Maybe.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Ask him. Maybe he's got a son that's a hockey player.
Maybe he does.
How cool would that be?
That I don't know about.
The one he's proud of.
The one
with good hips.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back.
but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My, my.
All right, everybody, that's life.
That's life.
My old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. If you want to see
Frankie
him,
baby.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Turner Classic Movies.
It's too late.
You missed it.
You have missed the boat on that one. Did you guys hear, I guess, when did the story come out? Was it this past weekend about that couple that sold everything?
Yeah.
And then they they lived in Colorado. They sold everything that they had. And then they went to Alabama and they bought a 28-foot sailboat, neither one of them knowing how to sail at all. I guess one of them's dad met them in Alabama to buy the boat. Mm-hmm. And then they sailed from Alabama to like Dunedin or something like that. And they've been up in Dunedin for, I don't know, several months or something like that, trying to get the boat in shape. Because they had it in their mind that, we're leaving the rat race.
Right.
We're going to sail the world. Right. I think their first excursion, now that they got the boat fixed, was they were going to go down to Key West.
Right.
Well, they left Dunedin and they made it as far as Johns Pass.
Yes.
Nice.
About 10 miles.
Now, you two, Jack and Ty, you work over at Johns Pass. Can you see the boat?
No, I haven't looked, but
I wonder if they've gotten
it
out
already.
I
know where it is.
Right after it happened, the article I read said that not only did they sink every bit of money that they had into this boat, so they have nothing, right? Then when the boat sank, they lost all the little bits of stuff that they
still had.
Yeah. The little bit of stuff, gone, right? No insurance, apparently.
Right.
And it's going to cost them $10,000 to get the boat out of the water. And, and I guess the city of Madeira Beach, where Johns Pass is like, you got to get that boat out of here.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, the Coast Guard is telling them, you're a safety hazard.
Well, apparently they did one of those GoFundMe things, and they earned more than $11,000. So around $14,000. And they're still...
They're buying another boat.
They're buying another boat.
Maybe you should get an RV.
Right.
Try something else.
Less can go wrong.
First of all, can you imagine living on a 28-foot sailboat?
No.
I'd kill somebody.
Yes, you
I mean,
would.
I love you all.
No, you
all would.
No, you don't.
You all would make it a week.
Maybe. No.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine. If you want to see the world, get an RV.
Yeah.
I think they paid $5,000 for this boat. Now, look, boats are expensive. RVs are even more expensive,
RVs don't sink.
Well, that's true.
Usually.
And they might be able to figure it out.
If you break down,
It's a house.
Here's the question.
It's a house.
Here's the question. Or before they buy an RV.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to sail.
Right.
Do they know how to drive?
Well, I think they know how to drive because I think the article said that they sold their cars.
Okay. Because they do know that when the big sign says detour bridge out, you need to turn around, not keep going.
Right.
Like the lights on the reef mean you're not supposed to sail here because there's...
Look, I give them a lot of credit. I think they have... I guess, is that considered moxie? I mean, look, it's kind of a dream. They're young. They're in their 20s.
All right. Well.
Oh, all right.
So they still have time to recover.
It's not like they had anything to begin with.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. They can still recover.
They should get an RV. RVs are cool. They're one of the few things that you can't really break.
I think they wanted to, sail the seven seas.
Learning to sail would be a really
supposedly, though,
good
if you speak to a real sailor, you're not going to go real far in a 28-foot sailboat.
No.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I wouldn't leave The intercoastal. Yeah. 28-foot sailboat.
Yeah, that's no. That boat is definitely not big enough to be.
Just going
to
get tossed around.
Traversing the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some of those people that do make those that like sail around the world and stuff like that. I mean, they've had people as young as like 15 or 16. I think I saw several years ago where like a 16-year-old girl did a solo trip around the world, and her boat wasn't that big, but it was a boat that was equipped. It was like an unsinkable boat.
Well, and she had also been sailing
her whole life. Yeah, that's one of the things. If you're going to attempt anything like
this. Is her name Moana?
Yeah, no.
No.
I mean,
It's Lana Remicki. She's the 21-year-old great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Martin Luther King. She will be president in 2030 at the age of 21.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Have to be 35 to be president.
If you're paying attention, you
well, maybe Trump will change that, but for women only, because he doesn't want to see any old hags in the office.
I don't think he wants to see any women in the office. He needs to have his power over them.
Well, what I like is that he said that he was gonna clear the swamp. The only people he's firing are the people that he brought with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him fire anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
except for. The FBI director who was investigating him.
Right.
Got rid of him.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, well.
Good move. I mean, I would too.
Yeah. Don't worry. It'll
investigate me, damn it.
Yeah.
I'll fire your ass. Yeah. Hey. For years, we've had the game Uno.
Yes.
Guess what's coming out now?
Duo. Doso.
Dose. Dose is coming out, and I think everybody it's a game where you're going to get like two hands. I think you're going to play with both hands, Ty. Well, what's the look?
What kind of participation trophy crap is that? Dose.
What's happening?
You get down to what, two cards?
Did you hear the phone ring?
I heard something.
It did not ring.
I heard,
but it says now that we missed a call.
Oh. Darn.
Hold on. If you're listening, please call us back.
Call back.
That's not the number, though.
Call back. That's, whoever you are, yeah. Call back.
Whoever we just missed, it's 727-902-6524.
Hey, don't give people's phone numbers over the air.
Let me scramble that for you.
What are you doing?
I'll read it backwards. 425.
No, my God.
God.
Just
here we go.
Scam likely.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Whoever you are, call back. Whoever we just missed is 727-902.
Caller? What's happening?
No,
we got to get... Caller, if you can hear me, get away from your phone.
Radio. Stay with the phone.
Stay on the phone.
Oh, my God.
What happens when we catch up to the president?
Did we get one of Spike's callers calling us in?
I don't know what happened.
At least it wasn't a toilet flush.
It might have been our caller, but... Caller, please try to call back.
Scam likely.
I screwed it up.
Scam likely? Same number?
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
Is that the number?
No, probably not.
Then go ahead and call it.
No, it's not the number. Caller, please call back. I'm sorry.
But turn your radio down.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down.
All we could hear was us.
Yeah, all we could hear was us, and that's
wicked delay.
And we're not good.
And we can already.
We're not good. We don't want to hear ourselves.
Anyway,
shoot.
Bang.
Well, I.
That was just a pocket dial from Dad.
Here we go.
All right, let's try this again.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking with Ben.
Ben? Hey. Ben, how are you?
Yes. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I want to talk about the spoon luge some more.
You know, I haven't actually seen the spoon luge, but it sounds intriguing.
It does. I haven't seen it at all, but I'm interested in trying it.
I think they only show the spoon luge late at night.
Yeah.
After the kids have gone to
after
bed.
After midnight.
After dark.
Right, yeah, after dark. Spoon luge.
I agree, it should be the women on women spoon luge.
Yeah. Totally acceptable. What do you have?
I think Ben wants to try to play for the Happy Hour 100.
Oh, let's do that.
Maybe I'm psychic, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Ben, you looking to score $100?
I would love to score $100.
Got your thinking cap on?
Not usually, but I'll try.
All right. All right. Steph, go ahead and administer the test.
All right.
And now look, Ben, you got to get all these questions right. You can ask them what, three?
Three questions.
You got to get every single one of them correct.
It's all about RadioStPete.com.
He's a first-time listener. Right. He's not going to get this.
All right. Let's start with what city is it in?
No, right. I ask the questions, not all right. You. All right. I'll make the first one easy. Mm-hmm. What show airs on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. live on RadioStPete.com?
The Mark O Radio Show.
No. It's the Mark O Radio Happy Hour Show. That's it. Hold on.
We'll give him that one.
Is that close enough?
We'll give him that one.
All right.
On Thursday
evening. We didn't even get Hannah a birthday present. We're going to give him $100 for a not a complete answer?